Whoa!
Conversations, even from the dark side of the moon, so I hear. Well, this is Connect the Dots, and as always, I'm going to connect a few things to start the show going. I listened to some of the last show, and they were talking about the 12th dimension. I guess a good place to be. And eventually, we'll all get there. Taking different paths, but we'll all get there eventually, and because that's the way the road goes. You go from the third dimension, you go up to the fourth, you go up to the fifth. Actually, we're bypassing the fourth. We're going express.
BBSRadio.com.
The Pleiadians are here to help us. Arcturians are here. Arcturians are here.
Right here with your boy, Spider Turner. Just chilling, baby. Kicking back.
Other people.
Listening to the BBS.
And now I hear something breaking into my show. What is happening, I have to say? Did somebody hit the wrong switch? Why am I hearing music in the background when there shouldn't be? Is there interference from afar? Are the machines taking over? You have to wonder when things like this happen that shouldn't be happening. You know, was there a break in the timeline? Did a show from 1947 switch into the reality here in 2018? I've heard of these things happening.
I'm Diana
Kelly,
and I'm proud to be on BBS Radio. Tune in now to the top indie artists on the planet, playing the greatest music by the best unknown masters of our time. Listen now to these legends being born.
12:30 a.m., the Twilight Zone reruns come on. And I think there's 151 episodes, every one of them worth watching because they were...
Hi, this is Marco May. I'm really happy you're enjoying BBSRadio.com.
And there's a...
Hi, everybody. This is BBS Radio. I am...
Advertising
Dara,
BBS Radio. Yeah, this is the show. This is the call-in number.
I'm sure you all
maybe
still know.
Break this
and you're listening to
BBSRadio.com. Calling number here is 888-627-6008. That's right. Call in and talk about something important. Maybe you want to talk about something unimportant, but you're free to do that. It's a free world. We have freedom of speech on this show. Calling number is 888-627-6008. And... everybody can call in except for the gremlin inside the machine. Gremlins are not permitted to call in to talk show radio. Hey, it's a rule. I didn't make it up, but we enforce it here, even though the gremlins try to get in once in a while. And talk about gremlins. Well, gremlins are jumping into every government in the world right now. You know, all the dumb decisions are being made by governments. We know that. if you happen to be out in California, boy, you've got some rulers out there, starting with the governor. In fact, while I'm talking about California, you know, I believe that petition is in action, right, for California to secede from the United States and become a nation of its own. I mean, it sounds almost unbelievable, but it might happen. And truthfully, considering all the bad decisions being made in California, you certainly couldn't be any worse off as a separate nation. First, that's the easiest way to get rid of jerky Jerry Brown there. I don't mean to be rude, but this guy just, you know, talks about climate control, yet you can't see chemtrails up in the sky. Go figure. Or it's just brain control, his mind control. And talk about mind control, what happened last week? The shooting down in Florida, of course. You know, some troubled individual went out and did something bad at the school, killed people. But there's a good chance that the secret world government made sure that he did that by gaining control of his mind. Yes, mind control is real. In fact, recent things have been appearing on the internet. As far back as 1974, they had perfected the art of putting voices into people's brains. Yeah, it's possible. And of course, here, we're in 2018. Boy, they really find that tuned in. In fact, I don't know, last year or the year before that, it was this Navy guy in the military claimed he was hearing voices, and then he goes out and goes on a killing rampage. Nobody wanted to listen to him. Well, here's the thing in Florida, this kid, you know, probably had some personal troubles, and secret world governments, they search out people like that. They know who has the weapons, and then they do their mind control tricks on these people and give them the scenario what to do. And the people, unless they're really strong-willed, and troubled people are not usually strong-willed, they end up doing what someone is programming in their mind to do. And, of course, if we're talking about a young male individual here in Florida, and I'm on... You know, I'm aware of what's going on. It's a reality of young male teenagers playing a lot of violent combat videos.
Hi, it's Jose Amigo from White House, and you're listening to the best music on the best radio station on the net, BBS Radio.
This combat lifestyle where...
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Robin Avery. It's a privilege to be on BBS Radio.
But you become, your mind becomes living in that reality. And then if you do happen to have an assault rifle or something like that, something goes wrong in your life, and the government knows, the secret government, the New World Order government that has got a foothold in every country in the world, including the United States, they want to cause chaos, and they want to get people crying for stricter gun laws, because that's the only thing stopping them from taking over the United States now is the fact that we have a lot of guns amongst the population, and we're not going to just roll over and play dead. But they've convinced a certain portion of our United States to roll over and play dead. And every time they pull one of these false flag operations where they're mind controlling somebody to go out and do a horrific thing, it's part of their plan to get people to stupidly want everyone's guns taken away. It doesn't make any sense. Well, so much for that. But that's my call on the whole deal. You know, innocent people got killed because New World Order wants to mind control people to go out and kill people for no reason at all. And here's where the real blame is. It's not the guns. It's the evil people with the mind control machines and the crazy plans of taking over the world and forcing everyone to submit to their tyrannical dictatorship, the New World Order. Well, You know, we have to talk about these things. We have to be aware that this is going on, because this will not be the last event like that, because that's their whole lifestyle. They just want to do bad things to cause chaos, to cause people to fight, and they're nothing but a pain in the ass, to put it lightly. And we have to deal with that when we should be concentrating on love and doing good things, like music. You know, music brings a lot of love into the world. And we all ought to think about retuning our guitars to go back to the 432 hertz vibration for the A string, if you're a guitar player, and, you know, move away from the 440 A string, 440 hertz cycles per second. And I've heard the story behind this. It was brought into effect during the early part of the 20th century. And, of course, the conspiracy angle is that it was to throw everyone and get everyone a little discordant with music, because when you've got 432 hertz for an A string, I think it translates to 512 for a C note. Anyhow, those are numbers that work in unison with the universe, where the number 440 sounds cool, but it doesn't really make the universal connections that 432 cycles per second will make. And something for all of us to think about who play guitar, because the music will resonate better in the universe. You know, music doesn't just stay here on Earth when we play it. It goes into the other dimensions. It's like a piano, you know. You hit a C note on piano on one octave, and the other C notes will automatically start to vibrate to some extent. And so if you sing a C note on Earth here, it goes into the other dimensions. It's just upgraded 1,000 times or 10,000 times. And that's how the dimensional vibrations work. Each level you will go up a higher dimension, you're multiplying the vibrations per second by 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000. And that's the easy explanation of the dimensions, you know. It's been said they're at right angles to each other.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
And here...
Hi, this is Medea Benjamin, and I'm on BBS Radio.
Breaking into my show. I don't believe this. It must be the machines are revolting tonight. Revolting, these are revolting machines trying to break into my show. And I think that's the third time it happened already tonight. There shouldn't be anybody breaking into my show. So the machines turning on the switches in the broadcasting studio. Have my friends been sold bad machinery with gremlins inside? Yeah, it's mind-boggling. Or it's skipping a time zone. It's other shows coming in, bouncing off the cloud some other points in time. Perhaps there's a time travel portal opening up. A joke being played by ETs on us here, opening up portals, time portals, to make ridiculous things happen, you know. But, hey, this is life. It's playing itself out. If there's anybody out there, maybe you can help break the cycle of the gremlins tonight. Call in and talk, funny things to talk about. The number is 888-627-6008. And I'm the only guy who has a radio show that I'll tell you the number more than once. Call the number is 888-627-6008. And I could write a song about that. Hey, that's right, just because you didn't realize it, I am a songwriter. I write songs. I write good songs. I've been doing it for years. I've got two albums right now, CD Baby Music Store. Just go there and click in my name. First name is Tom, T-O-M. And then click in the second name, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N. Yes. Kind of like the inventor almost. Well, I invent things. I invent all kinds of things because I'm an inventive person. And my name kind of represents the fact that I am an inventor of sort. The amazing things that I've been coming across on the internet are really amazing. I mean, all the dirt is finally coming out about all the conspiracies about the Nazis infiltrating the U.S. Right after World War II. And right now, we're going to break into a caller, where the caller's going to infiltrate into the show. Hello, it's the caller. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. This is Joy from North Carolina.
Hi, Joy.
So we're in the same time zone.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, I just wanted to say I listen to bits of your show because I am a Coastie who, ex-nurse, investigative journalist who sends stuff to Coast for a good while now. And, I have kind of a love-hate relationship with, some of your consciousness because, like myself, you know, I believe we both have, you know, big egos and insecure. Okay. On the other hand, we're tuned in, we're tapped in, we're guided, we're shielded, we're awakened, okay? You know, the duality of whatever. But, okay, saying that, I respect and appreciate all your work, your research, your awareness, you know,
well,
because
you.
We're like in the same choir, okay?
Good.
Okay, and the other thing that the main reason I wanted to, my little stage fright's coming back, the main reason I wanted to call is because it's been bugging me so much that I have been kind of retreating, you know, two steps forward, three steps back, whatever, and not getting my own show and getting the information out that needs to get out, you know, in ways that will really save and protect people because about that Cruz, I happened to catch a message on NPR radio that I think it was yesterday or day before that he had been, oh, and they said just under a year he'd been in mental health care. So keeping that message in mind, how much you want to bet? I'm from Chicago, so I talk like, you know, these whatever cliches.
I would have never guessed that.
My father's from the Bronx via New York, via Italy. My mother's from Pennsylvania, and I'm from Chicago. You know, Catholic, Mormon, and I'm a Buddhist. Okay, so, but here you go. So that kid, like the Columbine shooters, at Dr. Ann Blaze Tracy, drugawareness.org, SSRIstories.com, whatever, found out that the Columbine shooters were both on antidepressants. I happened to catch, I'm always where I'm supposed to be, okay? I happened to catch years ago the evening of the shooting of Virginia Tech, that kid, forget his name, Chang or whatever, he was on antidepressants. The TV news guy happened to say that. And I didn't even have TV. I haven't had TV in years, but I went over to my mama's son's house. She's my Buddhist leader. And I said, can I turn on the TV? You know, we're getting meal ready and that. And, and I happened to hear that. And I rushed to send goes, hey, what's his name from Ringing Your Tech was on antidepressants. Can you get Dr. Tracy back on? And they did that night. The nurse in Texas, drowned her 5 kids, antidepressants. Omaha mall shooter, the Calb University shooter, and how much you want to bet that Mount Hood psychiatrist, psychopath, whatever, was on antidepressants. And Dr. Tracy just kept getting on after all these, you know, requests and then regularly. Then they stopped and replaced her with Dr. Peter Bragan. You know, they wanted someone more closer to the medical community and wrote that book about, you know, medical madness or whatever. And he's been
in
authority.
No, I'll agree with you that,
I had coffee. I got to slow down.
We're going to set somebody up to be mind controlled to do something stupid.
Right. And I agree with you. The reason I'm calling is because that was the one thing when you said about the mind control. I was just writing about this tonight. Not to anybody. Just taking notes, ready to finally kick in the coast again because I just backed off. I just backed off. I needed, you know, time off. And I wrote that which I've known for so long. It's like, you know, you get to a point where you know what you know what you know. You're tapped in, you're tuned in, and you see, and you know, Washington, D.C. guy who kept going to people saying, hey, I'm getting voices through the wall, I'm hearing this. And he was on the edge of the edge, staying at, you know, people's places. But because they have the scanning, because they have access to all our medical records, that dental assistant that they shot in the White House lot or whatever, that gal who had been under some psychiatric for some depression, because they can see all this, they can know all this, they pick their patsies, their pawns. And,
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, of course they go out and look for, well, who can we use, and they have a whole catalog of people they can use. Absolutely.
Right. But I haven't heard yet how did this kid like Holmes, and I had lived in Aurora, Colorado for a very short time, years and years ago, you know, after a car accident, or I left nursing, did 20 years in nursing, led a license in 4 states. And I'm like, Holmes, how they found out that Holmes, the shooter in Aurora Theater, he had his two points. He had no money. At one point, he had been working at McDonald's. His father worked for DARPA, and he was in this neurobiological program where they, you know, downloaded him, controlled him, you know, whatever. But
yeah. Well,
how did he
like
have the money for these two things? How did
no
he have the money to get
him,
all those weapons? How did this kid have the money?
I'm almost done.
How did he have all the money to get those weapons? I'm just trying to get this out there. And he had revealed when he was in custody, gave him a heads up, you know, my apartment is bombed. And a bomb expert whistleblew and made the statement, we couldn't even wire a place like this kid wired it, meaning it was a professional inside high, you know, black ops project. And in 90 seconds, the SWAT team was there. How can they get there in 90 seconds?
Of course, they're in on the whole thing. So many people are in on these things. It's unbelievable. It's sickening. And, I just want to change the subject here for a second. You mentioned about Coast. Do you actually substitute as a disc jockey on Coast to Coast?
Oh, no, but what you're hearing is I studied theater and voice with some of the top people in Chicago and back at university, and I was ready, you know, thinking I'm ready to do my whatever, and then I got buzzed and guided to meet a MUFON gal who told me about Coast when I was living out west. And I would do my screenplay, public service messages, you know, help, you know, I ended up working missing kids for 2 years, but I had been sending reports to Coast. I started then sending the producers and all the weekend hosts over the last few years, and everything I would send them, they would follow up on it, gave them my background and, you know, da, da, da. I pushed to get people on that hadn't been on in a while. They blacklisted James Gilliland, who was one of my first research mentors that I heard on Coast back in 02, 03. And because of Michael Horn, who had an inside, you know, bond with Coast, even though I was at the Bay Area UFO conference and I stood up at the banquet, I got comps for everything. James Gilliland was at a table down from me. George was, you know, emceeing. And I stood up when they, you know, came around with the microphone and I said, oh, you got to get James back on. He was blacklisted and I pushed and pushed. Finally, Jimmy Church got him on. You know, finally he went to ECTI. I went there and saw the orb. And Clyde Lewis went there.
George Norrie.
What?
Did you ever talk to George Norrie?
Yes, I did, but I'd even been hung up on years ago when I first did. Art Bell hung up on me, you know, when I called in about 9/11. And you know, Art Bell was in my email list too, you know? Well, here's the thing. When I walked up to that table to get the comps, I couldn't get the question out when I was up in Portland, Oregon. I called the producer of the show. Something told me I needed to be at that place in the Bay Area in 04, the UFO conference, my first and only one, basically. And she goes, do you want comps? And I go, yes. I kind of was giving her a background, and I couldn't get the words out. I go, yes. She goes, come to my table at such and such a day, that Friday. When I walked up to that table, guess who was there, walking up to the table from the other direction? They had probably just walked in the hotel, as I had done. But I drove down from Portland, Oregon, to wherever it was. And Tom Danheiser and George Neary walked up, and I said, oh, George, you know, and I reached out to shake his hand, and Victoria Jess goes, oh, don't bother him and that. Little did I know that I was going to speak at that banquet that night. She gave me comps for everything, and that the following year I would be sending George some stuff, and then, you know, and Art Bell. So, no, I don't get
well,
my voice on.
Well, here's the question. The reason I asked you about that, because I've tried to contact their show, because I have this book out called Connected Dots Theory. And
right.
I actually was on the Jimmy Church show before I had my radio show here. And he allotted me 2 hours. We talked about the book, but there's so much in this book of mine.
I can't hear you. Hold up.
I recently sent my book, Connect the Dots Theory, out to George, an address for George Norrie out on Ventura Boulevard
in
California, and they just sent the damn thing back to me. Nobody even looked at it. No letter, no response. I sent emails to the show. They nobody even answers. You know, it's just like they ignore you if you're not in their little clique. And that's why I asked you if you knew him, because I've gotten nowhere with these people, and I believe my book deserves his worldwide audience. That's why I've been looking to get some response. But you don't really know.
I agree. I had a friend who is really dynamic, and he happened to have synchronicity. And like a year and a half ago, he was on a plane going from one place to another when he left North Carolina. And he says, and he texted me that night and said, guess who was just sitting on the plane, either in front or behind him? I go, who? He goes, Linda Moulton Howe. And
hey,
I go, calm down, because she's in my email group.
She doesn't really have any connections to get anybody on the show. I mean, you know, the only reason I want to be on the show is not because I love George Norrie, it's because he has, like, one of the biggest listening audiences, you know, on radio. That's all. And I
but
my
friend, my friend could not get any. My friend couldn't get any either.
What? But I've got a great book out there. By the way, here, get yourself a copy.
I'm sure you do. What, Tom? I'm sure you do. But my friend, I just got off on a tangent, but my friend couldn't connect like I couldn't. He couldn't understand.
Yeah.
It's like
it seems like how it is. So anyhow, back to the guy.
Do you have an email?
I don't give it out over the air.
Oh.
If you need to listen, If you need to get hold of me...
Do you have a P.O. box?
When you...
Do you have a P.O. box?
Yeah, you want to mail me something, I'll give you my mailing address.
Okay, what's your mailing?
My mailing address is 1324 Forest Avenue, Suite 262, Staten Island, S-T-A-T-E-N Island, New York, 10302. And, of course, the name is Tom Edison.
I don't have my pen handy, so I'm going to memorize it. I used to have a photographic memory since I was a kid. 1324 Forest Avenue, Suite, is it 236?
262.
Oh, 262. Okay, Suite 262. I'm going to just look up the zip because I'm going to let you go because I'm talking loud outside my house because I couldn't hear you in my house, and all my neighbors are going to be disturbed right now, and you've got to get back to your show. So I'm going to memorize
so the zip. Write me a little note. You can leave your phone number. I'll call you back or something like that.
1324.
Forest Avenue, Suite 262.
Got it. Okay, take care.
New York.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much. And I guess we're back here at BBS Radio. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. And I guess we covered the whole situation with the shooting deal and how these people get picked to go out and do the dirty deed. Many of them are already on psychopathic drugs, which makes them easy for mind control. And then probably the government, I imagine, pays attention to who buys the guns. Oh, we got somebody on psychopathic drugs who has a big gun. Well, let's send him out on a mission. This is how these things are done. It's sick, but this is the world we live in with a lot of bad players out there. So let me just move on here. Anybody else want to call up? The number is here is 888-627-6008. That's it. It's a step above a secret agent, 008. And here's some of the stuff that I was talking about before, about what's out on the Internet right now. All these bad things are being exposed, who's behind what group, all the bad deals that were made in regards to infesting our democratic-type governments, all for the purpose of taking away our rights, because all of the bad things happening in the world, they're all connected to the world takeover plan by groups known as the NWO, New World Order, UN, they're a world takeover group, worthless organization, in my opinion. In fact, nothing better than a true story. Back in the last century, which was just a little over 18 years ago, I did an inquiry to see if I could get a speaking appointment at the United Nations, and I put my message out forth with somebody who worked in the facility and had some connections there. And in about a week or two, I got my message back, and I was flatly told the UN isn't interested in any solutions to any problems, and therefore they're really not interested in meeting with someone like you who really wants to solve problems. Now, is that pretty sick? But there's the real story, and if you pay attention to what they really do, they're not really solving world problems, and they're a bunch of con artists and losers and people there with just doing absolutely, totally nothing. And they're all in with the world control people now. And that's another sad story there. In fact, the United States is really the only beacon of truth left in the world. Everybody else is controlled or sold out or part of the sham itself. And as I've done before, what was I talking about? Music to change the world. That's it. Well, music can change the world. I was talking about tuning down the your A string on your guitar down to 432 cycles. Of course, you have to get pretty much, you have to buy a quality electric tuner to do that because nobody, it's hard to find like tuning forks or pitch pipes that are tuned to that because everything got pushed over to 440 years ago. Of course, the reason was that was you could play anything in any key with a piano. That was the reason for it. That was the cover reason. The real reason is to get us out of sync with the universe. Let me just talk, while I'm talking about conspiracies here, there's things that I've taken notice of that nobody ever talks about, except people like me. There's the digital camera conspiracy. You know, a number of years ago, U.S. government came up with this idea that they're going to all the broadcasting, national broadcasting, is going to have to switch over to digital broadcasting, and they had their wishy-washy make-believe reason why they wanted to do this. And they, at the same time, they made it illegal to broadcast in analog. Now, of course, I call it the digital broadcasting conspiracy because now that everything is broadcast digital over the airwaves, this gives the secret world government and any other, unethical group the opportunity to break into the signal and replace the pixels as the signal's being sent out. Sure, you got to do a little preliminary work, but it's possible. And now we're in the state with all digital cameras and everything is digital. It's a problem because it used to be an old saying, that if you saw a picture of something, it was real. Pictures don't lie. Well, they lie nowadays because digital pictures can all be altered. So it's not really proof anymore because you can alter a digital photograph, a digital video presentation, and there's no way to prove that it's been altered because you're just taking out pixels and replacing them with other pixels. And this is a serious problem, especially in a day and age when nobody can be trusted. Serious stuff, but nobody's even talking about it. I claim to be the only person that even brings this up. But if you take the time to think about it, seeing is not believing anymore. We hope we set up a situation where pictures can be altered and everyone tricked and nobody can prove they've been altered. It's a conspiracy situation, and it's real. We need to go back to analog broadcasting for the sake of truth. But things like this. This is why I'm running again for President of the United States. Sure, I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate because I'll never be part of a political party. Political parties are the problem. I don't care if you're a Democratic or Republican. A political party, especially the big ones, they are the problem. And this whole thing of two big political parties, that's a recipe for nothing ever working out. You pay attention to who votes for who in the last 10 elections, last 20 elections, everything is pretty much split down the middle, 49 to 51, 48 to 52, and same deal with the makeup of the Congress. And if one group gets a little more than the other, it's still pretty much a log jam of 45, 55, or something like that, which prevents things from getting done. So there's just part of the reason political parties are the problem. Because then they all play partisan politics, and nobody wants to budge, and nobody wants to... the amusing thing at the president's speech when the Democrats wanted to sit there and not clap at anything President Trump said. All of a sudden, President Trump's on a roll talking about things, and this one Democrat guy leans forward and starts clapping because he really liked what was said there. And then all of a sudden, he looks around at the rest of the Democrats and stops clapping immediately and sits back in his seat because he didn't want to be singled out as not playing the partisan politics game. Ridiculous. And this is why I run for president, because the Congress needs to be put in their place. They need to be forced to get along and learn how to work together. And I'm just the kind of guy who has the ability to do that. I know how to take command of any situation. And believe me, the party will be over for the party should I become the president. And everybody in America should want me to become the president. But if you think Trump's doing something, I'll do 100 times more than he's doing. And I'll see to it that the Democrats and Republicans do their job and stop playing partisan politics, and there's a way to convince them to do that. It's not as hard as you think. I'm a solution person, and I can tell you that. So anyhow, back to conspiracies. I'm on that subject tonight. Do you realize that all the stupid things we, the general public, are allowing our government to do to us? And this is something mothers should be concerned about, and fathers too. When you give birth to your baby in a hospital, they're traumatizing your newborn. The kid's pulled out of the womb, nice, wonderful, loving place. Doctor holds him upside down, slaps him till he starts crying, and what a welcome to the world. And then they give them the new babies nowadays. They're always giving them needles and other crap, you know. That's probably not necessary, but they do it. And you don't really have anything to say about it. When you signed yourself into the hospital, you agreed to let them do all this stuff. And it's not a really good welcome. And so consequently, many children are behind the eight ball, as the saying goes, from the moment they're born. They're learning to what pain and fear is about right from the very beginning. What wonderful lessons. And this is not right. And on top of that, if you look into it, the natural way for birth is for a woman to squat down and the baby, gravity pulls the baby out. When they lay you on the table, you've lost the force of gravity now, so the woman has to force the kid out. Wasn't that an ingenious idea of theirs? Some evil son of a bitch led that one up because they probably wanted to see women suffer. Because you're going against the grain, you know, of reality there. And they're still doing it to this day. Every woman lays down on the table and she has to push the baby out, when the natural way is to squat and gravity pulls the baby out easily. But they don't want to do that. No, they want to make everybody suffer. The woman has to suffer in pushing out. The baby has to suffer. He doesn't need to be slapped to start breathing. That's a misconception. It's some evil doctor came up with this idea that wanted to inflict evil tactics upon newborn children. He's probably some Satanist or something. And this practice, ridiculous practice, goes on day after day. And when's somebody going to speak up and say, this is friggin' ridiculous? It's unfair. It's cruel. And, you know, and there's a better way of doing it. There always was a better way. And then this is modern science at its worst. And when we hear all the stories about the ETs, the people that get abducted by the evil ETs that just want to experiment on them, what do? They lay them on a table flat up in the spacecraft. And that's what they have mothers giving birth, laying on that same flat table. Well, who is running this world? The ETs? You know? And that needs to be changed. I never heard anybody ever talk about this, but I'm talking about it tonight because I'm connecting the dots, and these are bad things. And then there's the blurring of truth conspiracies, you know? It goes on in so many different ways. I mean, they've done it with the U.S. government has done it. All these two-letter abbreviations. You know, the states of the United States, they used to have real names. Now they've gotten rid of the real names and sold down the two-letter abbreviation. Oh, for the postal system. Yeah, right. For the machines. Easy work for the machines. But do we really know? There must be nine states with the letter M. Do we know what MN stands for, MS? M-I, I mean, M-N. In many cases, the two letters could stand for several states. It's a blurring of truth. You know, its purpose is to cause confusion. We have all these three-letter companies, you know. Everything is three letters, CIA, FBI, NSA. Some of them we know what they are, and other ones are confusing. They could be several things. You know, it's the blurring of truth, and these forced abbreviations are part of it, this blurring of truth that's being done on purpose. And then there's the political spin doctor language, which overuses such vague words as left, leftist, right, middle, conservative, liberal, moderate, progressive, blue-collar worker, socialist, communist, fascist, and the whole shebang, the whole nine yards, the whole list of these words that blur the truth. They create generalizations that people build upon and around, and it's not truth. It's a blurring of truth. When I talk about politics, you'll never hear me say left or right, because that just blurs the reality. You know? I'll be more specific. I'll say that member of parliament, that's what they call it over in England, is nothing but a stupid, ignorant fool. And I'm not going to use the word left or right. The main thing is he's a stupid, ignorant, unresponsive fool. Took a few more words, but at least I got the message clear. And a stupid, idiotic, moronic fool could be either left or right or center or whatever. But at least I made my case and I made it clear. And I suggest that everybody, and of course mainstream media, they promote this kind of bullshit. That's it. That's what it is. Because it blurs the truth, and they want to blur the truth because they want everybody to be as ignorant as possible. And I'm asking everybody tonight, if you're talking about politics, stop using these blurring truths left, right. Who thought this up? Probably one of those world controllers that wants to make people stupid. There's no need to use those terms because you can articulate with more specific terms. Like, I don't particularly like the governor of California, so I'll call him a stupid ignoramus. got nothing to do with left or right. He's stupid. He's ignorant. Talks about global warming like he wants to address it, but he doesn't dare mention the word chemtrails when the whole state of California is being destroyed by chemtrails. Hey, you know, it's got nothing to do with left, right, middle, conservative. It has to do with somebody being that brain dead and stupid that he never looks up in the sky, doesn't see what's happening, and doesn't have, as the old saying goes, an iota, doesn't have doesn't even have a faint idea of what's in the chemtrails or why they are dangerous to the earth and our personal health. And then there's the purposeful dulling of your memories. You know, needless destruction of old buildings, landmarks, and other places that used to be. So you want to go back and visit your home from years ago, it's not there anymore. You want to go back to downtown building that you remember as a child, and the whole downtown's been leveled off, and they got nothing but rectangular-shaped skyscrapers. All the mom-and-pop stores are gone. How can you go back and visit your childhood? They do that on purpose because they want to disconnect us from anything that might be important to us. Who wants to do that? World controllers want to do it. Some of the world controllers are ETs. ETs, you know, they hate human beings for many reasons. They like us for slave labor, but they hate us because we're loving people. We know how to have fun, enjoy life. We tell jokes, things they don't know anything about and never will. So they have their reasons for hating us, you know. And because many of these evil ET races, they have no pleasures in life except for killing, if you can call that one, and control. The pleasure of being powerful. And we've got just oppressive laws, unbelievable. There's so many oppressive laws, they all need to be changed. Oppressive laws not made by left, right, or conservative or socialist, made by stupid, bribe-taking politicians. No need to use these left, right, middle words. Let's say what it really is. Stupid, bribe-taking, unethical politicians. Those are the ones who made all the laws. And if you want to get be a little more political about it, in America here, all the stupid laws on the books were made by Democrats and Republicans. Well, now we know who's guilty. Both the Democrats and Republicans. They're both guilty of making stupid laws. You know? I mean, there really needs to be a shuffling of the deck in Washington more than everybody realizes. You know, people are praising Trump for doing something, but he has to do a lot more than he's doing to drain the swamp in Washington. But hey, that's why I run for president, because I'm the guy capable of doing this. It'll be a cakewalk for somebody like me. Because I'm just good at doing that. And then we got the 9/11 conspiracy. People are still digging up more information. I have the, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, everybody in the world should buy this book because I have the best explanation going. Energy weapons were used. The three buildings around with the geometric tops on were used to manipulate the energies. If you do anything about, know anything about energy, you can manipulate it with shapes. Geometric shapes. And those three buildings are still in downtown Manhattan. They surround the new Freedom Tower, which is an energy weapon. I talk about it in my book. Yes, it's an energy weapon, the Freedom Tower. It's sitting right out there in plain view, and they can use that to kill at least 50 million people in a matter of minutes. I'm not kidding you. You know, I can't do anything about it. I mean, it's out of my control. But if I was the president, I'd see that something gets done to prevent a dangerous weapon like that from being used. But the way it is now, does President Trump know about that? Hell no. Does anybody even in the Congress know about it? In fact, I'm one of the few people that talks about that because I have an understanding of multidimensional physics and how you use shapes to manipulate energies. But it's there. That's probably the most powerful weapon that's ever been placed on the face of the earth. You can kill 50 million people in a matter of minutes. Much more powerful than a nuclear bomb. And it's sitting there out in plain view. It's just waiting for the New World Order people to decide they're ready to use it. But they're going for the full kill. They want a full 90% of the earth dead. So that's why they're setting up all the 5G in your local neighborhood. You better walk out on the street, look up at the top of your telephone poles. If you see garbage cans up there, yeah, that's how they started the Wi-Fi. But the same garbage cans, size cylinders sitting at the top of the telephone poles on your local residential street, they're going to be used to execute people with the new 5G. 5G is so powerful that a human body cannot withstand the vibrations and will eventually start to fall apart. You'll get cancer immediately. The canisters are up in many neighborhoods already. Garbage can size cylinders atop telephone poles. Some of them have three or four attached to the top of one pole. And what I've noticed they're doing in the meantime, the telephone line people are laying thicker cables between the telephone poles so they can handle the 3,000 watts of power they're planning to pump into these things that are going to broadcast the life out of your existence or something like that. It's dangerous. And if it's in your neighborhood, you're going to be subjected to it, whether you're hooked up to the Wi-Fi or not. You know, see, Wi-Fi was a scam to get these things put up on the telephone poles. Now they're running the very thick wires to transmit the higher energies into them, which is going to be the Wi-Fi canisters are going to be used to broadcast the 5G, which is what's called 24-hour, 24/7 repeaters. They're constantly pumping out astronomically high vibrations per second. I hear it's even beyond the microwave range. And that's going to be pulsating into everyone's body. You know, if you got those cans on your block, you're going to be victimized, whether you're hooked into the Wi-Fi or not, because it's just going to be broadcasting 24/7. This is reality hitting you in the face. You need to wake up and take some actions, because they're setting up weapons right in front of you, and they're going to turn them on eventually. It's not that far down the road. You know, I mentioned it in my book, everybody should buy this book, Connected Dots Theory. Back in the 1990s, the world takeover date was set for 2018. Well, what year is this? And even though a lot of bad hombres are being rounded up by good guys, these programs are ongoing, self-perpetuating by themselves, whether they're being run by machines, which is a possibility, or they're just self-perpetuating. The plans were mapped out years ago. The money's in the pipeline to do it, and they're being the continuation of the killing energy machines are being placed in your neighborhood, everybody's neighborhood, and it's time to wake up. Hey, I'm connecting the dots for you here, but you need to take those connected dots and respond. And these were important things, and you better start complaining. And there's an old saying, you know, the wheel that squeaks gets the oil, so you better start squawking and squawking loudly if you want to save yourself, because these things are ongoing. The money's in the pipeline to do it. the phone company is going to continue to put the wires up, more Wi-Fi cans at the top of telephone poles, and eventually, by the end of this year, they're going to turn on the juice, and people are going to start getting real sick real fast. And, of course, that's what they want. Then their budget, the pharmaceutical companies can sell you more worthless products. The doctors can talk you into more worthless chemotherapy. When marijuana has been proven to cure just about everything. Meanwhile, they deny you that. Federal government doesn't want to get rid of their status for marijuana, you know? That's how much your federal government cares about you. Of course, federal government is overly controlled by New World Order, other secret organizations, and extraterrestrials, yes. In fact, Washington, D.C., the whole thing was mapped out by extraterrestrials or their prodigies, you know, their sponsors like the Masons. Yeah, they work for the extraterrestrials. They don't even know it. You know, you need to be aware of this because it's all coming to a head now. Evil is going for their complete takeover of the human race, and it's going to happen. If it doesn't happen this year, it's going to happen the next or the next year after that. So it's time to start taking actions to stop this. And we all need to participate and do our share. Well, anyhow, we're coming down to the end of the show. And I just, if you listen to my show before, you know that I end the show with music. You're going to hear the end of the guitar solo, the end guitar solo to a song of mine called Are You the Partying Kind? Some excellent guitar playing there, and then that's followed by the first song on my album called Songs Better Than Dylan. The name of the song is called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. And that's how I end my show every week. And hey, I'm a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate, the most intelligent person ever to run for president of the United States. The only presidential candidate with the ability and knowledge to solve all problems simultaneously. The only presidential candidate with the ability and game plan to get the Congress to get along with each other and start getting rid of the old stupid laws and making new good ones. The only presidential candidate who has a real health care plan for the American people. Has nothing to do with pharmaceutical medicine, by the way. And the most qualified person to ever run for president of the United States. And nobody can prove otherwise. So you ought to be thinking about voting for me. And remember, why would you want to vote for Democrats or Republicans? These are the two groups that made all the problems. It's a fact. Can't argue it. It's a fact. All the problems in America, it's the Democrats and Republicans who allowed it to happen. No one else to blame, except maybe you, the people that got conned into voting for them. It's time to stop voting for them. They're all losers, period. Okay, so it would be helpful if I earned a little money to get my face out there more to do this presidential run, because it does require a certain amount of money. Otherwise, this is my only way to get the message out to the peoples with this radio show, really, and a low-cost website. So anyhow, please be supportive of my campaign. I have two amazingly great albums of original material. I claim to be one of the best songwriters ever walked the face of the earth. No, I'm probably not as good as Paul McCartney, but almost as good. But I've got two great albums out there worth listening to and worth buying to be supportive of what I'm trying to do to help our human race, help us get to the fifth dimension, help us solve the problems here in the third dimension. All you have to do is go to CD Baby Music Store, CD as in compact disc, CD Baby, B-A-B-Y, Music Store, and then just punch in my name, Tom, T-O-N, and my last name, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N, and then my two albums will pop up, and you will be impressed. Okay, this is the end of the show. I've explained it all to you. All right, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave.